Will today's second date update end with Russell getting another chance at love? Or being solo? Or with all of us getting a restraining order? I'm going to go with number three. Because the girl we're about to call sent Russell a text saying, please don't contact me. So, Russell, I am excited for the no contact order and restraining order. I've had a goal in my life to at least get one of those, and we might get both here.
Hey. Yeah, let's dream big.
All right. Just to remind everybody, Russell met a girl named Dana at the 7-Eleven. They were both hungover getting Slurpees. And then they started a conversation, decided to go on a bike ride, and then they had lunch. And according to him, other than almost running over a mailman with his bike, nothing bad happened, but after the date, he texted her asking if she wanted to go out again, and that's what she said. Don't contact me anymore. So, we're going to contact her. That's how we're going
to
do it.
Guys, are you sure you want to do this?
I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of this.
And, like, is your goal to go out again, or is it just to find out the problem?
I'm more concerned about what the problem was. A second date, yeah, maybe, but, you know, I want to know what went wrong.
Yeah, if you have no idea and her reaction is that strong, maybe you're doing something on dates that is not cool and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, exactly, and I need to know.
I think she found something online that was bad about you.
I mean, that is a possibility. She could have.
Is there stuff online that's bad about you?
Yeah, what?
No, here's the thing. My ex is not a good person, and we had a really bad breakup. And I'm wondering, like, maybe there's a possibility she talked to her somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
see?
Find out. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Dana, please?
Yes.
Is this Dana? Dana? Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Dana, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Are you okay?
Dana?
Dana, you okay?
Do we need to call
Hello?
Somebody?
I'm here. Who are you?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. And I'll just cut to the chase real quick. We do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and they end up not calling you back after, we'll call that person and find out what happened. So you went out with a dude named Russell not too long ago.
No, oh, my God. No. I don't want anything to do with him.
Okay. Well, we know.
God, wait,
Dana, we know.
Dana.
We know that you don't want anything to do with him because you sent him a text message telling him that. But Russell's really confused at what he did. That's the problem.
I just don't want anything to do with him.
That was a serious reaction, though. Are you, like, scared of him?
I don't know why, like, he doesn't take no for an answer. I just, like, I don't want, I don't agree with. You know,
Dana, here's the thing. He will take no for an answer if you can give us a reason. He's just confused because, according to him, your date was awesome and there was nothing wrong. And then right after, you seemed like you were pissed at him. So he just wants to know what's up.
Well, look, yes, the date was good. But, like, the really good ones always turn out, you know, like, rotten in the end. So
did you find, okay, this is my guess. You found something online about this guy. He swears that he's not a convicted felon or something.
No, I didn't have to go online. He flat out told me.
He told you
that he's a convicted felon?
Oh. No, it's like way worse than that.
Worse than a felony?
He's not a convicted felon. He's currently a felon, just not.
He's running amok.
Yeah, he's at large.
Okay, we're joking, but what could be worse than that?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you don't already know since you say you already talked to him.
We did, but he sounded pretty normal, and his description of your date sounded pretty normal, but...
I mean, if anything, you don't obviously owe this guy anything, but...
No.
If you told us, we could get the word out to other people who may go out with him.
That actually would be helpful.
Okay, so what is it about Russell that makes him so evil?
But he told me, just, you know, casually, that... He works with nuclear weapons, and he takes them all around the country, and I don't know if he manufactures them, and he works with nuclear weapons somehow, and, you know, like, I'm 100% against mass destruction, and I can't, I just can't,
whoa.
I'm sorry.
I don't know a lot about the nuclear weapon game, but I don't think you could just travel around the country and sell them. I haven't met a traveling nuclear bomb salesman yet.
It's not a vacuum.
Well, he'll tell you. If you keep talking to him, he'll just tell you.
No way. Okay, wait,
hold on, though. I mean, that's great that you're anti-war, pro-peace, but why wouldn't you just tell him that?
it's a first date. He flat out tells me, I don't agree with it. Like, why can't I just leave? Like, get the hell out of there.
Okay, so that's what you did. And are you sure he's, like, selling nuclear weapons?
He told me. He said those words himself.
That he sells nuclear weapons.
I don't know exactly, like, if he sells them, if he makes them, if he promotes them. I don't know. But he said nuclear weapons, and I'm out.
I know a good way to find out, Dana, because Russell is actually on the other line listening to this conversation right now and wants to talk to you.
Excuse me?
Dana, this is Russell.
No, oh, my God.
What are you talking about, nuclear weapons?
Nobody told me that he was on the other line.
I know.
I told you I didn't want anything to do with him.
I have
sorry.
A bad memory. I have such
I'm
a bad
sorry,
memory.
Dana,
what are you talking about, nuclear weapons?
Russell, you said that you work with nuclear weapons. I heard the words come out of your mouth.
Wait, back up for a second. I don't know what you're talking about, nuclear weapons. Where'd you get this idea?
From you. You said it.
I work for a marketing company. What are you talking about?
What? You work for a marketing company?
And you guys sell nukes?
What?
That's an intense marketing plan.
Either you guys had a really big miscommunication or you're doing something on the side that you're not coming clean about right now, Russell. Yeah.
I work for it's basically a PR company. We go around and we shop to companies and, you know, to expand their markets, whatever they do.
That's a complete and total lie. You are changing your story. You're making it sound because we're talking to these people, but I heard you. The words came out of your mouth. You work for this company. It's like nuclear ideas. You take them places. I don't know all the small little tiny details about it. All I need to know is that you work with nuclear things, okay, and that is not okay with me.
What?
This is a huge misunderstanding. The name of my company is called New Clear Ideas.
Like
new
three
clear.
Words.
Wait, did you say
it's
new
three
clear?
Words.
Like as in brand new and not vague?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
New space clear.
Dana, are you still there?
No
yeah.
Way.
Did you
hear that?
Yes, I heard him again. He said nuclear.
No,
wait,
you get it?
Do you not believe him? It's nuclear ideas.
Yes, nuclear ideas.
No. Like, you buy a brand new car, and the water's so clear.
Yes.
Dana, it's not nuclear as in as in bombs. It's new, clear ideas.
Oh, my God.
We propose new ideas that are clear to companies.
Oh, my God, Dana.
I can't believe it.
So you don't work with bombs?
No. Not in the slightest. I agree with you. I don't like war. I don't support that. I don't do anything involved with that at all.
Oh my God, Dana, what are you feeling right now?
I feel like he needs to like pronounce his words better.
Oh, Dana, I don't think this one's on him.
I feel like you probably should have known he wasn't talking about bombs based on subject matter.
Oh, I feel so sheepish. You were so fired up.
I'm embarrassed.
Are you sure, Russell? You really don't work with war stuff?
I don't work with war stuff, Dana. I'm 150% positive.
Oh, my God. I feel so stupid right now.
It's okay.
Dana, would you like to go out with Russell on a second date? We will pay for it.
Not.
Now that you know he's not making nuclear bombs in his basement or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only thing. I mean, it was a pretty big thing, except it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't think nuclear bomb salesmen are really like not a profession.
Yeah. I mean, when he said it, I knew it sounded stupid, but like I should have asked more questions, but I just like jumped to a conclusion and I...
Okay, so Russell, you want to go on another date with her?
You know what? In the beginning of all this, I would have said yes, but you know, you learn a lot about someone on a first date, and I've learned even more after this experience about her temperament and communication skills. So I don't think it's a good idea.
What?
No.
So we've got you a second date, and now you're turning it down.
After this, yeah.
Now that's the bomb that I didn't expect. What are you doing?
After all that.
It was just the overreaction was fierce.
Oh.
But wait a minute. It was clearly a mistake.
Listen, we can be friends.
Ooh, friends.
But I just don't think it's a good idea for me to be matched up with you on a romantic level. I just don't see it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is an awkward ending, isn't it?
It is. I don't even know what to say.
Dana, thank you for your time.
Yeah, I guess mistakes happen, but...
Well, yep.
All right.
All right, well...
Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine, Russell. Way to bring the mood down, though.